In 2018, the Ministry of Defence became one of the 250 organisations that have signed the Care Leavers Covenant. A promise to provide support for care leavers aged 16 to 25 and to help them live independently. Since then, Defence has been working hard to live up to that standard and to raise awareness of the assistance available to care leavers of all ages who are serving in the armed forces. We've been exploring the experiences of people serving who have a care background and what they've learnt along the way. Royal Navy Lieutenant JJ Rainford is pragmatic about his time in care, as he was able to use it as a springboard to a better life.
It was a positive thing for me, personally, because I know that if I hadn't have gone into care, I wouldn't be where I am today. Most certainly I would have followed the route of my siblings who didn't go into care, and it wouldn't have been as good an outlook as I've achieved so far in my life. I still remember it to this day. The police were just there and they just took me away with my younger sister. Luckily my granny was there to step in and just take us, but that was the family split up from that point.
What career options were you given as a teenager?
Well, I went to just a normal school, so there really wasn't much. It was just the usual, you go to college if you want to, or you can go do your A-levels. But the thing that got it for me was, when I was taken to care, I had to grow up quickly because my sister was younger than me, so I always had to have that protective attitude towards her. And I knew that with her and my family, I didn't want to put any pressure on them, that I had to stay. So an opportunity arose when I heard about the military. You could join at 16. So actually it was at 15 and 9 months I filled in my paperwork, and that's why I joined, because it was an opportunity to set the foundations for my future career and not have to rely on other people, having had to do that in the care system. I know my aunt and uncle, they would say, oh, you know, you're part of our family. But to me, I was always just an addition, so to speak. I was just there because nobody else could do the job that was required of the mum and dad. So for me, the military was the option to just get away and do what was right for myself, and therefore I didn't have to rely on anybody, and I could just set my own course, so to speak.
And what do you remember about the feelings you had when it all became official?
I was really happy because I went to the Welbeck Defence Sixth Form College and was accepted there. It was that freedom. It was that attitude of you not having to rely on other people to step away from the past and everything that held you there and you thought about, and you could start afresh. It's almost like, for me personally, it was a shame. I felt ashamed to have been in care. To know that your parents don't want you kind of sets something internally into you that, are you good enough? So you keep everything quiet, you hide your true personality, and you don't be you, and therefore you'll never succeed. And I've realised that, you know, now I'm 29, almost 30, and you think, well, if I'd gone back and I'd just been me, I'd be much happier, and I probably would be in a better life, who knows.
Why is a career in the military so special?
With the military, it was quite easy because, especially in the submarine service, nobody cares where you've come from. It's all about who you are and what you can deliver and bring to the team. And that's the best thing about it. Nobody needed to know that you don't have any parents, or the background you definitely came from was not the best. And you are the maker of your own future, so to speak. That's what, for me, really set it in stone. And that's why I enjoy what I do in the services. That attitude on board submarines. It's that camaraderie, when you're deep underwater, any problem that arises, you're one team and you have to look out for each other. Because at the end of the day, you can't turn to anybody else, especially on SSBN operations where it's comm silent.
In your experience, has provision changed or improved for care leavers?
This is from the Ministry of Defence. I've never actually declared it or even used it in any way. So this is the first time I've actually talked about it. And actually, for the first time I ever spoke to my divisional officer was only a couple of months ago when I said I was looking into what the Care Leavers organisation did.
And what was his response?
He really appreciated that I'd opened up to him, and taking that time just to sit with him and just discuss, you know, what I wanted to do and why I wanted to do it. And he was really happy and very supportive. I've told him about the interview, and he thinks it's a great idea for not just, you know, being true to myself, but also for others. Is the fact that not many organisations are like the armed forces, where you can turn up with nothing, and whenever you leave, you don't have to do a full career. You can leave with something much better than when you first arrived.
Would you hope, do you think, that there is better support for young care leavers who are joining the military now?
Yeah, I think so. I think, this might be a generalisation, but I think people in care, they might not want to reach out as much, primarily based on the fact that, and this is probably not the best of words, but it can almost seem weak, if that makes sense, because you think, because you're different, you've come from a different background, you don't want to highlight the fact that you're different and therefore need the extra support sometimes. So one of the main things probably is someone just to talk to. Many a person, and this is generalised, will have their parents who they can bounce back ideas whenever they have the struggles in their career, or even just their personal life. But when you've been through the care system, you've either got a barrier where you don't want to go back because it's almost accepting failure and you can't just move on, or like you say, you don't have that connection with the parents just to go back and say, I'm struggling with this, can you help me? Now, if you can bring that into the MOD and just have that function where, you know, we do it for various other things, I think it would be great. For example, we do it with the LGBT community, and as part of that, it's something that I think we can utilise and bring as a positive towards care leavers as well.
At what moment has there been a moment when you've really impressed yourself or surprised yourself or been proud of yourself and your actions or how you've handled a situation?
Yeah, I say, well, do you know what, for me it was definitely getting my dolphins. It's not an easy feat, and especially as an officer where you've got your officer day qualification at the end of it, a lot of it is expected of you. And as somebody who didn't start education till I was 8 years old, I couldn't read, I couldn't write, to have gone from that and been so far behind my peers to now be an officer in the submarine service, to have operated on SSBNs, and then done operations out in Qatar, working with joint forces and NATO allies. I think that's, for me, looking back, you know, when you take it into the small chunks of what life is, you can say, well, that's actually quite an achievement.
And what about forward planning and progression? What's the outlook for you?
Well, for me, I kind of big aspirations. Whether or not they'll be achieved is one thing or another. But short term is hopefully get promoted soon. And then become a WEO on an SSN, do my time on one of the astute class submarines. But long term, I've always been interested in defence engagement, and I would love to be the naval attaché to France in Paris. Obviously, that's a 20-year goal plan, and that's a long way away.
I really like that you've said before that what you may have planned isn't necessarily the same as the Royal Navy.
Oh, no, that's very true. Many a time I've had great ideas, only to be told, we've got a different one for you. But that's not a negative either, because sometimes that is the right path. For example, the submarine service. I was never a volunteer. And then the day before I passed out of Dartmouth, I was told that's where I was going. Now, at the time, I wasn't too chuffed, because I wanted to be doing drug busting in the Caribbean, working on frigates. But now I look back on it, and for my personality, the way I work, I think I'm better suited to the lifestyle that I've been streamed with the submarine service than I probably would have done if I'd been working on the surface ships. Because I would never have openly gone and said, yeah, I'll volunteer for submarines. It never crossed my mind that I wanted to do it. But now it's something that I'm extremely proud of to be.
And if you've got a young person in care who's sitting listening to this thinking, well, he makes the military sound like a really attractive career opportunity, what would you say to them?
Well, yes. And as I said at the start, it's one of the few organisations where you can turn up with nothing and then you'll come out with something. And that's a really big thing, because
I know for me, and I was lucky because I was with my aunt and uncle. Some people aren't as fortunate. But still, I felt the pressure that I had to, at the 16, when it was time to move on, I had to be gone. I had to make my own way in life. And if you ever feel that pressure, then this is a great opportunity. You'll make friends, you'll create camaraderie with the people you go through training with, and you'll establish yourself. It's not a full-time career. It doesn't have to be. And even if it's just a 3-4 year period in your life, it's definitely worth it. You'll get a lot of life skills out of it, and it'll set you up for the rest of your life, I believe.
Thanks for listening. For more information about care leavers in the military and their first-hand experiences, listen to the other episodes in this series.